Hello everyone, welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. As always, I never know what I'm going to talk about, but the topic that's popped into my head is, what if your intuition was never wrong? So, what if your intuition was never wrong? Now, one of the reasons why we get scared of trusting our intuition is because we think we're getting in the way of it. Is it actually my intuition? What if I'm not listening to it right? You know, all the doubts come in about it. And as I'm always saying, if you want to trust your intuition, just trust it. And there's also an expectation that our intuition is always going to find the most amazing experience for us, or the most awesome outcome, or and whatever it chooses. There's going to be no drama, it's going to be really easy, it's going to be perfect and wonderful. And that isn't always the case, because sometimes we need a challenge in life, sometimes we need to experience something, sometimes we need to learn a life lesson. So our intuition is going to be guiding us on a healing journey. It's not going to be guiding us on, oh, let's make your life amazing and wonderful. And yes, it can do that. It will try and do that as much as possible. But, you know, I mean, like if you never did anything without checking in with your intuition, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing, because you'd still, you know, experience bumps in life and stuff, but you might get the life lessons quicker and not have to go through pain for years on end and the torture and stuff, and actually be honest with yourself about what you want. A random thing just popped into my head. I was sat around with some girlfriends the other day, and one of our friends is getting married soon to this lovely guy. And I love him to pieces. He's a really nice guy, and we were all sat around and everyone's like, oh, I want one of him. And I'm like, I don't. And they all look shocked. And I'm like, I dated him 20 years ago. You know, it didn't work. You know, it's like, he's a lovely guy. And in, you know, in so many ways, you know, he's perfect for my friend, but he's not perfect for me. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, that wouldn't be, there wouldn't be a challenge there for me if that, not that I'm ever going to date him, but, you know, having that type of person again, I've already done that. So there wouldn't be a challenge there for me to experience that relationship again or something along those lines. Having had that experience 20 years ago, it made me a lot clearer on what I do want in a partner, or what I need for the dynamics of a relationship to not only be nurturing and loving, but also be exciting and challenging, which a relationship should be. It shouldn't be so easy and in some ways boring that, you know, everything's perfect, because that won't help us to grow as a partnership and as an individual. So what if our intuition was never wrong? Well, it's never going to be wrong. It's always going to be guiding you into that next opportunity, into that next experience, or that next challenge, or that next period of growth, or, you know, it's always going to be supporting us and helping us move through things quicker and quicker than we might do if we weren't kind of jumping on things. Sometimes we can overthink and analyze stuff, and sometimes just going with our gut in choosing from what feels good is so much quicker than, you know, spending ages kind of analysing it and thinking it through and trying to work out what's the right thing and da 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 da. It wastes a lot of time, it wastes a lot of energy. And if our intuition is like, just do this, and you just choose that, then that's far quicker than spending 4 days torturing yourself trying to work it out and think it through. So always, you know, check in with your intuition. Just feel into something and go, okay, does it feel good? You know, it might feel spacious, it might feel tingly, you know, or does it feel heavy and contracted and dense? you know, even just having that simple observation about how something feels, you're kind of tapping into that intuitive edge and really kind of honouring, you know, for your greater good, what would be the next thing. So life is exciting, you know, there's always new things to do, new things to explore, but keep checking with yourself, you know, the beginning of every day. It's like, okay, what do I want to do today? What does my body want? What do I need to nurture myself? And practically, what do I need to do as well? But like kind of bringing all of that into the mix and honouring all of that means that you can really kind of strive forward in life and have the most fun and the most ease and... yeah, and it just it's an a beautiful exploration of life to kind of keep checking with the intuition on an ongoing basis through your daily life, just guiding us and helping us move forward. So what if our intuition was always right? Well, it is. So deal with it. And whatever you get from your intuition, just go with it. Don't question it, don't start analysing it, don't start asking endlessly, just go with it. Because often, just going with it, if you're not quite on track, something will happen in order to bring you back into that space. It's so much energy, so much, just headspace really, just going with the intuition instead of sitting in the head, making decisions from there. You've got to come from the heart, you've got to come from the gut. We've got two other brains to explore the world through other than our actual head. So make use of those brains and go forth and just accept that everything's going to be right. Because that is the only way. Okay, have a great week and I'll catch up with you soon. Bye.